Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Yeah, another incredible morning. I mean, we just had on the co-founder of Nine Rounds Kickboxing, has over 500 locations. And thank you again to all our listeners for the incredible feedback and emails we've received from when we had the founder of North Face on. Later on in the show, we're going to have Mary Henry of Impetus Solutions LLC. Wait till you hear what she's doing and how she's making things happen. And we'll be ending the show, get this, with the artist who's drawn for every major comic company. I mean, we're talking Spider-Man and all of these. Just absolutely incredible. Let's go ahead and let's get started with our next hero. Now, he was recently the president of Solid USA. He helped bring cellular and public safety radio coverage to some of the most recognized venues in America, including, are you ready for this? The Empire State Building, the New York Subway, the Daytona International Speedway. That's right. We have Seth Buechli, and you could reach him at sethbuechli.com. Let me first spell that out for you, SethBuechli.com. And, of course, we'll have it on our website, alliances.com, at ElianceS.com. Now, Seth, before we go into the work that you did at President of Solid USA, I want to jump right into it because you're an author and you've got this incredible book that came out called Ambitious. And it's about why ambitious people struggle to find satisfaction. And I just love the aspect of that. But tell us about this struggle.
Sure. Well, I think many of us who are driven can look around the corner at others and look at ourselves and recognize that while it's an asset and we often get things done, that there's some tremendous downside risks that come along with being a driven personality. And so, you know, as a student of trying to figure myself out and figure other leaders out, I spent a long time thinking about what we're really chasing and why it is that driven people struggle to find a sense of satisfaction. And the book is an exploration of why. I really say, even though I get to tell my story in it, it's not really a biography. I'd like to think of it more of a whyography. You know, why are driven people the way they are, and really what do we do to protect ourselves from some of those downside risks?
Now, Seth, let me ask you, somebody that maybe is not driven now, do they have the ability to learn to be driven? Is there something there that can click, that they go, you know what, this is what I want to do and I am driven for? In other words, can it change?
I believe most of it is hardwiring. I do believe that a lot of the reasons people might feel like they're not motivated is because they haven't gotten it kind of clicked with what their purpose is and found something to do, to be motivated for. You know, David, my view is that a lot of what makes people driven is hardwiring. Some of it's nurture, but I think a lot of it's nature. And frankly, the book I wrote, Ambition, Leading with Gratitude, is really oriented at the people who know they're driven. They just kind of don't know why, right? And they want to figure that out. And so that's the market I went after, mostly because it's the one I identify with, and it's kind of my tribe.
Now, you've been a serial entrepreneur. You've led several successful exits from different companies. What are maybe one or two of the secrets that you can share with the struggle for satisfaction?
You know, I think the biggest one is that we, as a culture, buy into this myth that satisfaction is found through achievement. And by achievement, it could be status or material possessions. And, you know, the research suggests that satisfaction is actually probably 10% in those areas, but all of our energy goes into the things that can be measured. And if I gave one word, which is the silver bullet for driven people, it's actually gratitude. It's realizing that being a forward-looking driven person, we often don't take a good account of what we have and what we've been given and all that we've come from. And by forcing ourselves to stop and think and develop a relationship with gratitude, we actually kind of unlock this whole opportunity for being driven by our purpose and really what makes a difference to us.
And again, we're talking with Seth Buechli. You could reach him at SETHBUECHLEY.com. And of course, we'll have the link on our website at eliances.com, ELIANCES.com. Tell me about when you were president of Solid USA. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment of everything that's gone on there.
Sure. It was a great opportunity. And before I do that, I want to say I have a simpler domain for everybody because I knew we'd have this problem with my last name. I also own readambition.com, just readambition.com. Much easier to remember. So it was really an interesting story for me. I got a privilege of building Solid from scratch, the U.S. division of a company that made smartphones work inside buildings. And for me, what was most fun about it is I had had some early successes when I was in my late 20s and sold a business to a public company. And then I had some really dark days of failures and a lot of self-doubt and wondering, frankly, if I had what it took to do something, quote unquote, significant again. And I was given the opportunity to start and grow this company. And so over the course of 8 years, we went from no revenue to $3 million to $15 million. And by the time I handed it off to my partners, we were approaching $60 million. And, the revenue is an interesting part of the story. But for me, what it really was is the opportunity to build a culture from scratch and to build a team and a nationwide team of people that were distributed all over. We didn't actually have a central office for most of our staff. Just really being able to focus on building a culture from scratch and doing that work was extremely rewarding.
How does one, Seth, build, though, the culture? How did you learn how to do this?
I think you start with obviously we can look at cultures we don't like. And so we sat together in a Starbucks and said, how do we want to roll? We are in this unique spot where we're not inheriting any baggage. What do we want to be about? And so I remember that we said things like, we want to be those that take initiative. We want to be creative. We want to have a culture of debrief. One of our values at that stage, we said, and it retained us, we want to be honest. We had a strong sales component to our business, and we said, we just want to tell the truth. Top talent was one of our things. We said, listen, we either want to be the best or we want to be able to hire the best or become the best, but we're not going to settle for mediocrity with the people we attract to ourselves. And so we just set out, and I think we had 7 or 8 of them, and over time we refined those to just 3 or 4. But the ones that got cut from the list, they didn't get cut from our consciousness. They just weren't things we talked about often, but that we had a chance to define it. So I think just being intentional about it, verbalizing it, and then being willing to be held accountable by your team when you get off track, because we all get off track from time to time.
That's great, great. And you're listening to Alliances Heroes. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align and be part of the community. Alliances.com, that's ELIANCES.com. And make sure that you go to readambition.com. Now, Seth, we've got a little less than a minute left. Tell me about your father, though, and what you would share with children about really living a fulfilling life and contributing to society like you've done.
Tell you about my father?
Yes.
Well, my father was, he raised me in a commune in the woods, if you can believe that. And but strangely enough, though he had come out of Berkeley and the hippie movement, he was an incredible entrepreneur, but more than that, he was a mentor. And so I like to say, he was always mentoring and coaching, but if he liked you, he would really jack you up and he would kind of challenge you to be your best. And so I would say about my dad is he did the hard work of conveying. I lost him last year, about a year ago today, and he left some pretty big footprints.
Well, Seth, you guide by example and bring your knowledge to leaders, showing them how to use gratitude in their work and lives. Make sure you go to readambition.com. Thank you so much, Seth Buekley. Go to readambition.com, and when we return, we're going to have someone making things happen for her clients, Mary Henry. This is David Kogan with Alliances.